Welcome back to Torah Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Hope everybody is well. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz, and today I'm excited to be studying with you Perek Vav of Sefer Mishlei. So Sefer Mishlei can be divided into four topics. And if you could see my notes, my Sefer, where I prepare, you would see they're actually divided into A, capital B, capital C, and capital D. What are the four main topics? Obviously, we can't discuss everything, but the four main topics are one, A, Psukim Aleph through Hey. They discuss business dealings and don't become a guarantor for the debt of your friend. Be very careful when you go into a business dealing or become a guarantor for someone. You might end up in big trouble and don't become ensnared or trapped. Capital letter B, I of course gave these distinctions, but if you look inside, you see that there's four main topics. Section B deals with laziness. The midah of atzlus, laziness. C deals with a sin of a crooked mouth, a wicked person who speaks iniquity, and tells us that there are six evil attributes that God hates and the seven that are an abomination to his soul, because the seventh is the worst and the greatest abomination. These attributes are, I'm in Roman numeral C or Roman numeral 3. That's because we're going to be focusing on A, business dealings, B, laziness. So C and D, I'm just going to give you right now what they deal with, because we're not going to be focusing them on them. C is from Pasuk Yud Beis through Pasuk Yud Tes, and the seven sins that God hates, with the seventh being the worst, are haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart devising iniquitous thoughts, feet hastening to run to evil, raglai mirutzu lahara, he who utters lies as a false witness, and he who incites discord amongst his brethren, that's the worst one. He who causes sin as chinema machlokas is the worst one. And D, okay, deals with, it's from Pasuk Chaf through Pasuk Lamed Hei, and this deals with a detailed description of an immoral woman who seeks to entice young men, as well as the devastation and loss that result from her seduction. Although, notes the Steinsaltz Ketuvim, the main idea of this passage have already been stated above, like we mentioned previously, the advice is repeated for the benefit of the young person who considers himself an adult. He is liable to pay a hefty price for his illicit behavior. Okay, four main topics. One, don't become a guarantor for the debt of your friend, business advice. Two, laziness. Three, six different sins, with the seventh being the worst. He incites discord amongst his brethren. And D, stay away from wicked women. Okay, let us begin. Paragvav Pasuk Aleph. Bini imarav to the re'acha takata lazar kapecha. My son, if you become a guarantor for the debt of your friend, if you have shaken hands for a stranger. Steinsaltz Ketuvim notes, serving as a guarantor is a serious obligation, which should be undertaken only with great caution. Sometimes inexperienced individuals agree to the request of someone with whom they have very little connection to sign as a guarantee, without taking into account the possibility that they may have to pay the debt themselves. One rashly accepts an obligation without paying sufficient attention to the possible consequence. Pasuk Beis, if you have been snared by the sayings of your own mouth, you are trapped by the sayings of your mouth. Do this, my son, and be delivered, as you have come under the control of your friend. Exalt your friend and explain to him you are unable to fulfill this obligation you accepted upon yourself. Pasuk Dala tells you, Al titein sheina le'einecha usinum al afapecha. Do not give sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Until what? Hinatzel kitzvi miyad. Save yourself. Run away like a deer from his hand. Ukitzipor miyad yakush. And like a bird, run away from the snare, the trap. So in other words, those are the first five psukim, and they deal with not making a debt that you cannot get out of. Be very careful. Business dealings, practical way of the world. You have to know how to be in business. This reminded me very much of a story from the Henny Machas biography. Henny Machas was a tremendous tzaddikus in our time. I'm sure all of you have heard of her. If you have not, I highly recommend that you read the biography, Art School, Amunah with Love and Chicken Soup, the story of Rebbetzin Henny Machas. She was the Sara Imenu of our time, Alaha Hashalom. She died in her early 50s, Rachmana Litzlan, of an illness, left behind 14 children and hundreds and hundreds, perhaps thousands of spiritual children. Okay, the story is told as follows. A couple from America who made Aliyah wanted to buy an apartment in Israel. The Machases live in Jerusalem. Rabbi Machas, who had a regular, if modest, salary as a teacher, signed as a guarantor on their mortgage. So you could see why when I was preparing this parak on Mishlei, this came to mind. A few years later, the couple moved back to America, leaving Rabbi Machas responsible for their debt of hundreds of thousands of shekels. Of course, the Machlises could not pay the debt. One day, two burly, shaven-headed men showed up at the Machlises' door with legal authorization papers to confiscate everything of value. "Where's the television?" they demanded. "We don't have one," said Hedy. "Where are the computers?" "We don't have any," said Hedy. "Where's your silver? Do you have a Kiddush cup, candlesticks, whatever?" "We don't have silver." "Where's your jewelry?" they said. It's all costume jewelry," she said. And then she added, "Do you want to take the Sifrei Kodesh, our holy books? That's all we own." Hedy was unfazed as the men, who looked like mafiosos, searched the apartment. When their search confirmed the truth of Henny's statements, there was no TV, no computer, no silver, no jewelry. One of the men wrote on his report, "Ein po malakachat." "There is nothing here to take. There are tables and plastic chairs." They turned to leave, but Henny was not finished with the debt collectors. She looked at them and she said, "Did you lay tefillin today?" The men stared at her. She called her son Yoshua, "Go get the tefillin." The two men donned tefillin, laid tefillin. They said the Shema and they left. Hani had shared with them the family's real valuables. Probably not the best business advice, but if you exist on a plane like Hani and Rabbi Machlis, you can become a guarantor and Hashem will save you in the end. So that is what it reminded me of. A little humorous, very, very inspiring. So Shema Melech begins the parak with business advice. Then let's go to topic B, which begins in Pasuk Vav. Very famous pasuk. Leich al nimala atzel. Go to an ant, you lazy person. Re'e darchaha v'chacham. Look at how the ant is industrious. Look how the ant works so hard. Look how the ant never stops working, not only for herself, but for the benefit of the colony. And because become wise. Asher ein la katsin shoter u'moshel. The ant does not have any officer or supervisor or superior standing over it. Tachin b'kayitz l'chama. She prepares in the summer for the heat. Agra b'katsir ma'achala. She prepares in the summer. I'm sorry, tachin b'kayitz l'chama. Prepares its bread in the summer, food. Agra b'katsir ma'achala. It amasses its food at the harvest season. Ad masai atzel tishkav. You lazy one, until how long you will lay down. Masai takum mishnasecha. When will you get up from your sleep? Stop being lazy in your avodas Hashem. Ma'at shenos, ma'at tenumos. A little bit of sleep, a little bit of slumber, you say. Ma'achibuk yadayim lishkav. A little bit of the folding of my arms to lay down. Uba kimahaleich reishecha. Your poverty will come to you like a seasoned marsher. Umach sorcha ki ish magain. And your lack will arrive to you like a shielded man. So in other words, a person who's lazy, at the end, they won't have anything. Your poverty will come. Your lack will come. And if you want to know how to be industrious, how to be productive in this world, how to do your status, go look at the ant. The ant never stops working. Not in the summer, not in the fall, not underground for the colony. Leich el namala atzel re'ed rechav v'chacham. Very famous pasuk. It's pasuk vav in Sefer Mishlei. So a couple of thoughts on the industriousness of the ant and the midah of atzlos. Leich el namala atzel. And Mordechai Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yinkom Damo Zecher, Tzadav Kaddish Levracha, was murdered in the Har Nof massacre. Yeshivas Taurus Moshe, grandson of Rav Salvechak, Zecher Tzadikim Levracha. Moshe Twersky used to say, Zrizos, alacrity does not mean rushing. If you're rushing, you're probably late. So Zrizos in Avodah Hashem, which is the opposite of Atzlus, is a healthy sense of being ready, being prepared, getting off the bed, like King Shlomo says here. And Masai Atzel Tishkab. How long do you need to stay in bed, you lazy person? Masai Takum Mishnasekha. When are you actually going to get up from your slumber? Moshe Twersky Zatzal says, Zrizus does not mean rushing. If you're rushing, you're probably late. What is Zrizus? Reminds me of Avram by the Akedah. Vayachar Dvarim Ha'elav El Klim Nisas Avram. Vayomer Avram Avram. Vayomer Hineinu. Vayomer Kachnas Binchas Yichidcha Sharahav. Tos Yitzchag. Velecha Artami Acharim Asher Areka. Aleu sham la ola, vayashkim avram babo ker vayachavoshes chamero. Parachav beza bereishis psukim alf through gimel. God comes to Abraham. He says, "Take your son, your only one, the one you love, Yitzchak, and shechtem as a korban on one of the mountains. I will tell you." Vayashkim avram babo ker vayachavoshes chamero. Vayivaka adse ola vayikach shneina ravimo. Avram wakes up early in the morning. He splits the wood. He takes his donkey. He gets his lads with him. What does Rashi famously say there? Nizdaris the mitzvah. He had alacrity for the mitzvah. He didn't say, like the atzel, ma'at shenos, I need a little more sleep. Ma'at tenumos, I need a little bit more time in my bed, a little bit more slumber. Ma'at chibuk yadayim, I need to hug myself with my hands a little bit more. Lishkav, I need to sleep on my side. I need to sleep on my back. I need to press snooze. Nizdari is the mitzvah. Avram got up early with alacrity. Says Rav Moshe Twersky, Zrizus is not rushing. If you're rushing, it's late. What's Zrizus? You wake up every day. You wake up at the morning to serve the Yibon Hashem. You want to know how to be industrious? Look at the ant. Once they would tell Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, never took a break, a vacation, nothing. One time they said to Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Zechusal v'kodesh v'racha. Doesn't the Rav want a little time, a downtime, a rest, a vacation, a little bit sleep? Rav Aaron Leib Steinman said, what do I need now to rest? I have plenty of time to rest in the eternal world of truth. I want to quote from the very opening line of the Shulchan Aruch, Yosef Karo, and then the commentary of the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mamash, the beginning, Simon Aleph, Seif Aleph, opening words. What do you have to know when you come to be a Jew? This is a magnum opus of halacha. This isn't a Musar Sefer. Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah is a Ramah. It's a halachic work. What's the first thing you need? I'm going to give you a little bit of Musar. Yisgaber ka'ari la'amod ba'boker la'avodas baro she'yei hu me'ara shachar. You should rouse yourself. You should be courageous like a lion to rise in the morning to the service of your Creator. You should wake up the morning, and the morning should not wake you up. You should precede the morning. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Mishnah Berurah's opening commentary to his magnum opus on halacha. Ki lekach nivra ha'adam, for the purpose of la'avodas baro, for the purpose of serving God, a man was created. Va'af im yashu'enu yitzra b'chol ref lomar, eich tamo b'boker ki akar gadal. Your Yetzirah in the winter is going to say to you, how could you get up in the morning? It's so cold. Imagine how cold it was in Radin, in the towns in the shtetach of Europe before they had central heating. And your Yetzirah says, why are you getting up? It's so cold. Oh, yes, you're in a Bekayetz. And in the summer, what does the Yetzirah say? He also has a trick. Lomar, eich tamo mi mitascha. In the summer, the Yetzirah says, how could you get up from your bed? Vadayinu savato mishnasecha. You didn't sleep enough. Yisgaber Allah v'al yishmalo. Rise over him and don't listen to him. The Yachshov ben Nafsho, you should think in your soul. Ilu haya nitzrach la'amad l'sharis l'fnei melech bazar v'dam. Kama haya zahir v'zaris la'amad bashkama la'achin atzmo la'avodah. So ask yourself, if you had an appointment to go to King Charles IV, or whatever he is, King Charles IV, King Charles III, I don't know. If you had an appointment to go see King Charles and you had to serve him, an important appointment with a king of flesh and blood, you would be so careful. You would be so on guard. Your alarm's going to go off at the right time. You're not going to press snooze. You're going to wake up. If you had a flight to catch, the vacation that you're waiting for to take for 5 years, 2 years, 3 years, 1 year, and the plane departs, you're going to get up on time. You would be zahir v'zariz. Zahir, zahirus. You would be on guard. V'zariz. You would have alacrity. La'amod ba'ashkama. You would wake up early. So you're going to wake up early to prepare to serve the king. Wake up early to prepare for your appointment. Wake up early to catch your flight. Kol shekein kal v'chomer, ben beno shal kal v'chomer, lifnei melech malchei ha'melechem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much more so? How much more so? Every morning we have an appointment to serve the King of all kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisgaber ka'ari, says the Shulchan Aruch, rouse yourself like a lion. La'amad b'boker, get up in the morning. La'avodas baro, for service of your Creator. She'ehu me'oro shachar, you should be waking up in the morning. We quoted the Mishnah Berurah. In the winter, your HR is going to say, it's so cold, how could you get up? In the summer, the HR is going to say, you're so tired, you didn't fulfill your sleep quota. Don't listen to him. And you should think to your soul, if I had an appointment with anyone important, if I had a meeting, if I had a flight to catch, would I sleep in? I would quickly jump off the bed. How much more so? Ben beno shal kal v'chor, how much more so? But the King of all kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Paraglava Mishnah is divided into four sections. A, don't be a guarantor until you know what you're doing in business. I love the story with Rabbi Hani Machas. Do you have silver? No silver. TV? No TV. Computer? No TV. Julie? No Julie. Ain't po malakachat. Did you lay tefillin? Most of us should not take that path. It's bad business advice that King Shlomo Melech admonishes us. But for someone on the level of the Machas, your Baruch Hashem rewards them. Section B is about the midah of atzlus, laziness. If you want to know, be industrious, go look at an ant. If you ever paid attention to an ant, they're actually amazing creatures, carrying leaves and dead bugs, double the weight of themselves, triple the weight of themselves, back to the colony. They don't stop working. They march as an army, to and fro, cutting leaves, carrying leaves, guarding the colony, working for each other. That's how we have to be. We have to guard our colony, Am Yisrael. We have to guard our food, Torah. We have to guard each other, Ben Adam Chaveru. Leich el nemala atzel. And Masai had said to Shkab, how long do you need in bed? Masai takon bishnasacha, just get up. Ma'at shenos, you say, I need a little more sleep. Ma'at tnumos, I need a little more slumber. Ma'achi b'kadai, my hands are so tired. Shkab, I need to lay down. Third section deals with seven sins. Haughty eyes, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, heart devising iniquitous thoughts, feet hastening to run to evil, raglaim yirutzu lahara, he who utters lies is a fall of witness, and he who incites discord among brethren, which is the worst of all, mechlokes, and sinna ben adam mechavera, and finally D, repeated warnings about the seductions of a married woman. Okay, Gevaldik, tomorrow morning, Bezal Hashem, we're going to jump out of bed, and we're going to remember the ant to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Oh, I wanted to point out there's a very beautiful and famous pasuk in this parak as well. Chapter 6, verse 23. Kiner mitzvah v'torah, or v'derech chayim tochachos musar. Kiner mitzvah. A mitzvah is a lamp. V'torah, or v'torah is light that lights up our world. V'derech chayim tochachos musar. And the path of life is one who can accept chastisement and rebuke. Okay, have a gevaldik day, everybody. We will continue tomorrow be'ezer Hashem with parak zayin. Thank you so much. Kol tov to all.
Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat and Le'zecher Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Razel Rachel, Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Tzaitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have a liur in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.